Welcome to the Shark Brains Podcast. My name is Ronald Knoll and I'm one of the co-developers of Wireshark. In this podcast, we will discuss all things about Wireshark as well as topics from the world of packet analysis and SharkFest, which is our packet analysis and developer conference. You will meet interesting people and learn why the truth is always in the packets.
Welcome to the Women in Tech podcast for where we are? San Diego. San Diego 2023. With me are three of the winners of the Women in Tech scholarship this year. We are talking about what the expectation is before the conference started and a little bit about yourself, hopefully. So, Karina, why don't you get us started?
Okay, so I'm going to start with the easiest one. So basically, like about myself. So basically, for the past 9 or 10 years, I've been working in the search engine optimization area, and I was working for a search software as a service company in Hamburg. And basically, I decided to change my career into cybersecurity because I always found this field like super attractive and basically like also very challenging. And then I basically saw, you know, like the application for the conference here. And I remember, you know, like using Wireshark during my GSEC training course from Sense. And basically, you know, like I thought that it would be great to like deepen the knowledge, you know, like learn something new, like discover new features that we didn't never like really had, you know, like during our training courses. And basically to network, you know, like with fabulous individuals, you know, like very like-minded people, for example, like these two ladies here that I met. So this is like basically like a brilliant opportunity to like not only learn more about, you know, like the technology behind it, but also, you know, like network a little bit.
So you're not using currently Wireshark in your daily life, but you're using it during the training?
Exactly, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you looking forward to besides the camaraderie, besides meeting awesome people, mm-hmm. obviously, in this conference? What are your expectations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely, you know, like the workshops that we're having, for example, like the one that we had like today and yesterday with Ross, which is super like well-structured, you know, so it's like very helpful to like understand the foundations of Wireshark because I'm not super familiar with the tool yet. And also, you know, like other like lectures and workshops during the conference, obviously, you know, to like basically get the knowledge from like different perspectives, you know, not only about the tool, but generally like the technology, because, you know, it evolves so quickly. So I would say like these are like the most important points apart from the networking that I mentioned.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yasmin.
Hello. Thank you, Roland. I'm Jasmine Douglas, and I am super excited to be here. A little bit about me. I am from Third Ward, Houston, Texas. That is where Beyonce is from. That's also where George Floyd is from. So when you're from the third largest ghetto in America, it's kind of hard to find your place and feel a part of the larger society. Luckily, my mom always kept me in great schools and great programs. So in my adult life, I'm always looking for an amazing program. And being here, I'm planning to network with the rock stars of the industry. I mean, when you're in cybersecurity, Wireshark is like the first tool that you learn. You know, it's like the go-to. And hopefully break a little bit of my imposter syndrome and let myself know that even though I am a beginner intermediate, I can be confident in what I do know as a beginner intermediate. So that's a little bit about myself.
And again, what would be expectations about the week?
Well, I would definitely like to write and perform an oration for the Shark Bites. I'm really looking forward to meeting Radia mm-hmm. Perlman and buying her book, because after looking at, you know, the details of the book, there's so much information that I can benefit from, you know, as far as gaining knowledge. I would love to take a picture with Gerald and yourself, you know, and increase my LinkedIn just a little bit. But I've already gone through the agenda to look at both the beginner intermediate classes and the intermediate advanced. And I've kind of just decided based on interest and not necessarily where my level is, because even if the course is advanced, you can definitely get used to the jargon. And once you hear it and familiarize yourself, once you gain the mastery of the skills, it's much easier.
There's, I'm not sure if it's this time, but we had one guy, for instance, who teaches about IPv6. Which usually you would think, yeah, okay, this is a course in 5 minutes and this is how it works. He wrote one of the books on it. And so he's, it's kind of, as you said, it's, you're sitting stars, there, yeah. You don't really need to know about a lot about it, but you just learn in having him talking to you about half an hour about IPv6. Jeff Carroll is his name, by the way, about IPv6 and what it can do, what he thought about it. So yeah, that's a very good setup to get to. And obviously, Radia Perlman, we have no clue how we got her guest star on the second keynote.
Yes, she's amazing. So I'm just really excited. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of women here. There's a lot of diversity. So I believe Wireshark is on the forefront of really changing the way that IT and technology looks. So I'm excited about that.
The Women in Wireshark Tech sponsorship was created by a woman named Betty Du Bois. She is an awesome lecturer. She is going to be here on Tuesday as well. She does, her classes are just an event to be in. And yeah, she always is on the warpath for getting more women into the field because it's difficult. It's especially networking is a guy's world, and it shouldn't be, because it's a change of perspective you can bring when you bring in diversity. Network analysis is a field where you have to learn from each other. Right. There is no way to learn
in isolation,
and because of that, a lot of network analysts are very open to exchanging information, exchanging ideas, somewhat like a university issue. That's, I think, is what I enjoy about the conference. Heather.
Hello, my name is Heather, and I am new to cybersecurity. I am a recent graduate. I have a background in psychology and have worked in other industries. And what led me to this field is a strong interest in privacy. Mm-hmm. And in securing personal devices against, stalkers and, that sort of thing. And so I'm interested in developing tools for people that are kind of at risk for that. And so that's kind of my personal interest. I have a strong passion for cybersecurity in that I think it's important. It's an emerging industry, maybe not so emerging, but anyways, it's becoming critically important to everyone's safety and security. And so I think that the ability to really make a difference is something that in this industry you can do. You can actually, say, I could actually make a difference, and so that's why I really like this industry a lot. And so I've always enjoyed the tool Wireshark. It's been something that's I found very interesting in the SANS Women's Immersion Program. It sort of exploded in like my interest in it because the depth they go into it is makes it very, very interesting, and you realize the true power of the tool. And so when I heard about this opportunity, jumped right on it because it was like, to be able to, widen my skills in this area, it would be amazing. And so that's why I'm excited about this conference and these classes.
Well, you definitely have the opportunity to widen your skills. I think that we have a lot of variety in our agenda. We still are very network analysis focused, but yeah, we're working on that. With your background in psychology, you ideally suited, I think, for cybersecurity, because a lot of that is more or less psychology.
I totally agree. I mean, not a lot of people think that, but I totally agree. I think that I'm always thinking of like, why is something programmed a certain way? And you're thinking about the adversary, the gut person that's, programming malware, thinking about trying to figure out where they're coming from, and how to get someone to, how to get people to, understanding the whole process of how do people mm-hmm. act and why do they do something or not do something? How to get your employees to be compliant in not clicking things they shouldn't be clicking. All parts of it have psychology connections. And so, yeah, totally. I mean, it's very relevant. And so that was my first degree was in psychology. And then I OSINT investigations. And so that involves a lot of psychology as well. And so, it's made it very interesting. It's added a depth to it that I didn't realize was possible.
I would say a lot of people who come first to SharkFest come because of cybersecurity. Network analysis is something that is not really seen as a singular field in the beginning, because I would say you can feel a little bit anxious getting into it. It's presumed you have to have a lot of knowledge to be able to even find the smallest issues, which isn't necessarily true. But even teaching about network security, network analysis can help in companies to be better, to be more prone. Is there any particular agenda item you're looking forward to? Have you browsed through it, or are you just seeing what comes?
Well, I really would like to expand my skills and become more knowledgeable with the tool. I'm very interested in network analysis and log analysis, mm-hmm. kind of forensics, you know, kind of figuring out how did something happen and tracing it and solving the puzzle. And yeah. It's a really important part of that. And so as a result, I really want to be able to use the tool as efficiently and as, you know, as well as possible, so that I'm able to, you know, get as much benefit out of it as possible and learn as much in any investigation as possible. And so, ultimately, I guess my ultimate goal, I want to be employed somewhere that's within the field of cybersecurity. So that's my ultimate goal, I suppose, and get some, and actually do some good. That's, you know, towards what I'm looking for.
You guys are in Jaspers and Sarkis cluster, right? Or not?
Yes. Yeah.
So those are, Jasper has a background with Airbus security. He was one of the main incident guys for Airbus. He's now doing stuff for a customer where he's the one you call when you have been attacked. And he is known in Germany for that. Saki, on the other hand, does a lot of network analysis at companies. So if you have an issue, you call him in the Netherlands and he comes and helps you out. So those guys really go exactly in that direction. The knowledge they procure is immensely helpful. And they have a session, I'm not sure if on Thursday, on Wednesday, I think. It's called the Backup Doctors. If you can make it, just go. It's where people can send in traces and then they do a live analysis what they see in the first 10 minutes. You might not see the same thing as them, but it's just getting to see how they operate, how they think, how they go with things is so much what you can take from that. And we also have a game on Wednesday, I think. Yeah. You already are accustomed to the challenge?
Yeah, I mean, we're familiar with the agenda, but I don't know exactly, you know, how it's going to work, so I'm curious.
It's an escape room, SPCAP challenge it's called, and it is an escape room that solely works in Wireshark, which is crazy. It's crazy. You build a few teams and you get challenges which you have to solve with Wireshark or accompanying tools, and it's not like find X in trace. It's like, for instance, he's downloading a file from a web service. What's in the zip file he's downloading? So you have to think about how you can extract a zip file from the PCAP file, how can open it and stuff like that.
So is it like a CTF kind of thingy?
It's a little bit like a CTF, but it's in a sense that it's a group effort. It's mm-hmm. it's different. We had a CTF where it just had to answer questions and reach the highest amount of number of points. In that regard, it's not the same, because it's really a challenge. The first one in the goal wins. But yeah, it's always fun. And it's even for us core developers very much fun, because we figure out stuff in the program we didn't know there is. Mm-hmm. It's always assumed that we know the program best. That's simply not the case. We have 3 million lines of code. There's no way you can know everything in that program. Any closing words as the pre-statement? Anything you want to add to the conference or talk about? We are open to anything.
Maybe I just wanted to add, you know, like how grateful we all are basically like for the opportunity to be here. You know, like when I was applying, I didn't really like think that I could be chosen because, you know, like I believe there are so many people applying, you know, especially, of course, women. That's why, you know, like I totally appreciate, you know, that we were selected and that we can be the part of this, you know, brilliant event. And we're definitely going to take, like, make the best out of it.
For me, I just like to highlight the fact that I'm not here because the scholarship was free, although I'm amazingly grateful for it. I'm here because it's a conference by Wireshark, and I wanted to touch on the conversation we had when, you know, you all, the core developers, came and spoke to us during the pre-conference about how Wireshark could potentially be used to analyze the packets, you know, within the Neuralink or any other device in the brain. You know, I think that that is super, super enlightening. And I just kind of want to explore that a little bit as like a personal project, you know, like how that could be. Mm-hmm. I know that Gerald said you just kind of write a dissector. And so now I'm like, okay, how do you write a dissector? You know, and you're like C and C++. And, you know, so that's really interesting to me. And I'm hoping that throughout the conference, I can kind of find the really mysterious, mystical ways that Wireshark can be used in the future, you know?
One of the craziest things I've seen Wireshark being used so far was somebody wrote a Windows patch script file as an XCAP capture device to be able to capture from an MS-DOS machine the communication between an old medical device, which only will run on MS-DOS 6.2.2, and with the system itself, so which was a complete proprietary protocol. You had an old DIN norm adapter and stuff like that. And he wrote a really esoteric tool just for that device to be able to analyze it and then on the long run bring it on a Windows machine or reduplicate it. The last stupid idea I saw was somebody hacked a Philips Sonicare toothbrush and, yeah, hack the protocol with it, and you can get a Wireshark trace of what this toothbrush does while you brush your teeth.
So how do you hack a toothbrush? Did it have an IP address? I don't understand.
No, you have to figure, it's always the same thing. You have to figure out how these devices can communicate.
Right,
and
okay.
Then you have to figure out how this communication is working, on which level it's working, what is the physical constraints of the communication. And when you end up with that, you end up with a stream of zeros and ones. And the only thing you then have to do is figure out where does the stream start and where does it end. And there you have the packets. Obviously, it goes from there because you have to write a dissector and figure each byte in the packet and what it's mean, what it's meant, what it's doing. But it's actually not that esoteric or mystical. It's just it takes a long time. For instance, with the toothbrush, you would have to create a lot of scenarios where I'm turning it on, what does it send? I'm turning it off, what does it send? I'm pressing at a certain level, what does it send? I'm pressing less on a level, what it send? And soon you will see, okay, where is the pressure transmitted, because it's always a value, where is the on-off transmitted, where are the LEDs transmitted, and so on. But it's, yeah, it's fun, and it's a lot of people doing it.
Maybe sometime during the conference you can, you know, give me a roadmap or a stream that I can study in order to kind of figure out the development end of that, you know, as far as the BCI is concerned.
We certainly can talk about that.
Thank you, Roland.
Any closing words, Heather?
Well, I am very grateful to be here, and I appreciate, you know, the opportunity. I can't say that enough. I would not have been able to come if I had to finance it myself. So I'm exceedingly grateful for the scholarship part of it. And I'm really excited to learn everything that's available to me and to take advantage of everything that this conference has to offer.
No, so this concludes the part where we have the conversation before the conference. There will be a follow-up, which we'll record in 4 days, about how the conference went, what expectations could be fulfilled, what's new, what's exciting. Yeah, see you then.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the SharkBytes podcast. If you want to stay informed about upcoming episodes, please subscribe to our podcast on YouTube or your podcasting platform of choice. My name is Roland Klaal. See you next time.